237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're broadcasting live this morning from Lachey's Garden Center. They're in Methuen, Massachusetts, on Route 97, right next door to Salem, New Hampshire. So if you're in the area, come on by and say hello. From 11 o'clock until 3, there's a free barbecue. There's face painting for the kids, pumpkin painting, all kinds of great activities. And we're looking for the biggest tomato or the most unusual shaped tomato that you can bring us. We'd love that. Now, this time of the year, we have to prepare for the invasion of moles and voles to our garden and to our lawn. And I asked a friend to join me this morning and to help to explain to you the difference between a mole and a vole and how to take care of it. And also, we're going to tell you how to protect your bulbs from being eaten by these animals and other animals. Joining us this morning is Greg Exidy from the company called Bobex. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm terrific. So glad you're able to join us. I know that you're getting ready to head out to go to the big trade show in Atlantic City, and we appreciate all your time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Can you tell our listeners the difference between a mole and a vole?
A mole and a vole, they're really two very different animals. The mole, which most people are familiar with from the little burrows that you see, the little clumps of dirt in your lawn, you see them raising up and causing havoc in your lawn systems, in your lawn. And that is a mole, okay? They generally stay out of the beds of your around your house. The vole is a field mouse. It's a form of field mouse, a variety of field mouse. And they tend to burrow in the bed systems looking for edible roots and bulbs. And they decimate the plants from below. Now, the mole, he generally isn't, the mole with an M, isn't generally interested in your lawn per se. Or the animal is more interested in grubs, worms, and those types of insects, larvae, that are in your lawn. Now, you treat them totally differently because the mole with an M is considered to be a carnivore. It eats grubs and larvae and live wiggly animals or insects. The voles with a V, they're a herbivore. They go after the root systems and the voles themselves. So what you want to do is you want to put down some materials that are get rid of the larvae and the grubs in your lawn. If you get rid of the food source, the moles don't have a reason for coming in your house, into your yard. Therefore, you won't have a problem. Now, the voles, you want to go after them by using Bobex when you go and plant your bulbs. Using our product will help your plants and your bulbs from surviving into the frost period.
So a vole with a V is like a vegetarian. He will only eat plant parts.
Correct, correct.
And a mole with an M will eat worms and grubs and things like that. Now, which one is more of a problem for the homeowner?
At this point in time, I've gotten a lot of calls on moles, to be honest. Voles up in the Northeast haven't really taken root. They're predominantly a southern creature, but the moles, in here in New England area where I live and where you live also, everybody has a lot of moles, and you basically have there are granular products on the market. Grub-X is one of them that you can spread onto your lawn and let it wash in, and they will take care of the food source for the moles. And that mole won't come back into your yard because there's no reason to. There's no food for him. They use that long snout of theirs to smell him out, and there won't be anything for them to eat. Now, the voles, however, are becoming more of a problem. They're increasing in population. Because like the deer and like the rabbits and everything, we're providing everybody, all these wild animals, a fertile area to habitate and to grow.
Now, I had a problem in my vegetable garden this spring and last fall. I mean, I would just blew my mind. Normally on Thanksgiving Day, my young niece will come over and we'll go in the vegetable garden and we'll pick Brussels sprouts, and she picks all of the carrots and beets. Well, I told her, pull real hard on the carrots because they're nice and long. She pulled on them, went flying to the ground. The voles had eaten all of the carrots. The entire row was gone.
Wow, an entire row. That's a very hungry vole family there.
Can you use the Bob-X to control this in a vegetable garden for people that have beets and carrots and turnips and things like that?
We can't control. I'll be honest with your listeners and yourself. I can't control because you're planting them by the seed, and
right.
You would really have to douse the product into the soil systems in order to be effective. If you're seed planting, I can't help you, but if you're planting bulbs. Or, pieces of, let's say you plant potatoes and you're using older potatoes with the eye sticking out. Yes, I can help you with that.
Okay.
I can help you. I can help with the bowls because what you would take a bottle of concentrate and put it into an old container that you don't want anymore. And you would swish the bulbs around in the container and let them dry hard. And that creates a vapor barrier. And because Bob-X has an odor and a fish oil sticker to it that'll become a vapor seal around the bulb and prevent these animals from smelling them while underground. Now, your carrots, unfortunately, you probably planted them by seed, and then you thin your rows out. But the problem is as the seed germinates and grows, the carrot root itself, which is everybody wants, would not have any protection to it because it's underground. It becomes a... Go ahead, Paul.
Okay. Now, this time of the year, everybody's getting excited because the garden centers and the nurseries are getting in crocuses and daffodils and tulips and things like that. And one of the things I always tell people is, if you've got a problem with rodents, don't plant tulips. Plant daffodils because they're poisonous, and from I don't understand how a vole that lives in New England knows that a tulip from Holland is poisonous. It's a long ways off. So most of these animal repellents are a powder. Yours is very unique because it is a liquid. So if you want to plant crocuses and you want to plant tulips, which everybody loves, how do they use your Bob-X product to keep these bulbs from being eaten while they're in the ground?
Well, once you let the bulbs set up and dry hard, you plant them. And then, you're planting them in October or so, or now, between now and November. And then the frost is going to hit. And you're going to plant them shallow enough that the frost is going to protect them also. And then between the Bob-X and the frost, they'll survive this first planting. And then when they come up in March, you want to start spraying right away. That's also another key to have successful. On the other end of the growing or the planting aspect is the growing aspect. And you want to get in there right away and spray at the first half inch. Because in March, there's nothing left for the deer and rabbits in their natural environments. So they're coming to your home and eating your home up. So that's why you want to keep up right away because they're starving at that point.
So as soon as the foliage emerges from the ground, mm-hmm. do we soak the ground around the plant or do we just spray a light mist on the foliage?
You want to think about it in coating. You want to give it a nice coating like you were painting a car. You know, you want to hit everything you can. You don't want it dripping off. That'll be, you know, it's more cost effective that way. And then the bulbs will survive. There will be some residue Bob-X left in there and the odor of the product in there to prevent them from being detected by the voles through the season.
Now, if once you get foliage, are you using a different Bob-X product?
Nope, same product. You don't have to buy anything else. The same product will protect below ground as it protects above ground.
And what is the website, Craig?
It's www.bobbex.com. Bobbex.com.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you at the show.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts Winter Guard fertilizer and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts Winter Guard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, towline, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Good morning and welcome back. I hope you got a little bit of information in your head about moles and voles. Remember, voles only eat living plants, so they're vegetarians, and moles will eat grubs and worms and other types of insects. Voles are in your lawn, and moles are in your flower beds and vegetable gardens. So if you remember that, you'll be able to treat the problem a lot easier. Okay? Don, who's up next?
Next up is Mike from Rockland, Massachusetts, who has a question about his lawn.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Good morning, Mike.
Oh, hi. Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I have a nice green lawn out front. And next to the sidewalk, I have a piece of lawn. It's 12 feet by 2 feet wide, and it's the grass is all dead. It's, you know, white. So I started to rake it, and part of the grass came up, like, you know, rolled up. You know, it just came up, like the roots are gone. Then I dug down. I dug four or five holes to see if I had any bugs, bugs down there or anything. The only thing I found was a little tiny worm rolled up in a ball about big as a pencil, you know, the razor part of the pencil, that size, little tiny thing. I didn't find any other bugs down there. I dug down like 6 or 7 inches.
Yeah, there could be another possibility. Now, did this start small and it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger?
No. Well, yeah.
So.
Yeah, it did.
Okay. If it was a grub, you would find that it would be spotted here and there. It wouldn't be in a straight line. So what I'm guessing is possibility of two things. The first thing is, being that it's up against a hard surface, concrete or asphalt, the heat from the hard surface, from the hardscape, is being pulled into the lawn, and it's drying the soil because of the heat that's absorbed by this hardscape material. And if it's the entire length of the walkway, then 9 out of 10 times it would be the result of the heat from the rock going into the soil and drying it out. Okay? The other possibility is an insect that starts where there is a heat source and it continues to move into your lawn. And what I want you to do is just take a stick, popsicle stick or, any kind of a stick at all, push it in the ground on the edge of dead grass and good grass, and see if in the days and weeks to come, the dead continues to move. If it does continue to move, then it's an insect problem, not a heat problem, and that's something that can be controlled
with an insecticide for your lawn, but I don't want you to spend the money yet. Clean up all of the dead grass, get it out of there, put some grass seed down, a little starter fertilizer, and keep it nice and moist, and that should come back in and thicken itself. But in the meantime, if there is an insect, it will continue to move and kill the grass as it moves towards the center of the lawn. If it doesn't, then it was created by the heat of the hardscape, okay? So don't put any chemicals down for at least a couple of weeks. Watch to see if it dies back. If it doesn't, it's caused by that, and you'll just have to give it more water. You have to remember, July was very dry, and August was not as wet as people had hoped. I mean, the first 2 weeks in August, we had no rain. We had some showers, but not a soaking rain. So I'm going to guess it was caused by the heat near the walkway that killed the grass. So reseed right now and keep it wet, and it will fill right in, and you won't even know. But next year, just be aware that there's a problem. And, I mean, we don't normally get as many 90-plus degree days as we have had this year. Normally, New England will get 8, 10, maybe a dozen days where the weather hits 90. This year, we had over 20 days of 90-degree temperatures and many, many days in the high 80s and no rain. So, to me, that's what the problem is. So, just keep an eye on it, and if the dead continues to move, then it's insect, and that can be easily controlled with a lawn insect control. Bayer Complete will solve the problem. Thank you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We'll help you have a wonderful season. And if you live near Methuen, come and see us. We're at Lachie's Garden Center. It's their fall open house. And the mums, the cabbage, the kale, the corn stalks, and salt marsh hay is available. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. The new EcoSmart Home Pest Control is organic and non-toxic, plant-based formula containing essential oils. Essential oils are nature's pesticide. Safe to use around kids and pets. It will kill and repel over 100 home-invading pests. Its fast-acting formula will kill on contact. Food-grade ingredients make EcoSmart safe to use in the kitchen, around food preparation areas, and storage. Will not harm your environment. Look for the green and white package with a red safety seal. It's not just smart, it's...
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At sparkleauto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets, and the knowledge behind them even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at sparkleauto.com. That's sparkleauto.com, or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at sparkleauto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from sparkleauto.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full 1-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. John, who's up next?
Up next, this is Sally from New Hampshire, who has a couple of questions, one about lilacs, and then the other is about trimming rhododendrons.
Okay, Sally, how can we help you out today?
Hi, Paul. My husband and I both enjoy your show. I had a quick question about, we have a lilac that's probably been in the same spot for about 5 years, and it's not thriving at all. It just kind of has a couple of blooms every spring. So we were wondering what the best time to move it is, and if we have another lilac area that we have a couple other lilacs in, is that the best spot for it to go to?
Okay. Lilacs want to be in an area with sun all day. If you put lilacs in the shade, they're going to grow, but they're just not going to bloom for you. They really require a lot of sunshine. And the other thing that really helps your lilacs to do is they love a sweet soil. So when you first plant them, and every year, if you could sprinkle some limestone around the plant every year, 2 or 3 good handfuls, if you have a wood stove or a fireplace, take the wood ash, sprinkle it right around the plant. Wood ash will do the same thing as lime, but it does it faster. Now, if you want to move it, you can dig the lilacs in the fall or spring. If it's going to be someplace where it's really wide open, and you think it's going to get a lot of wind and exposure during the winter, I'd wait until the spring if you can. I mean, if it's something that has to be done now, lilacs are very strong. They will tolerate being moved in the fall of the year. But if it's really exposed to all the weather, I would prefer you wait until the spring. So in March, as soon as the frost comes out of the ground, dig it up and move it. When you replant it, put it in at the same level as it was when you dug it out. Add some compost or animal manure. Keep it nice and wet. And you're going to see they're going to really do good. The lilacs are making the buds now for the spring. So by moving it now or even in the spring, it's not going to give you flowers. It's not guaranteed. Not until the following year. Okay? So have some patience. Move it. A sunny location. Feed it with a general purpose tree and shrub fertilizer and lime spring and fall until it starts to bloom. Once it gets in the cycle of flowering, you don't have to lime it anymore. Okay? Thank you, Sally. We appreciate the phone call. Don, who's next?
This is Linda from Cape Cod, who has a question about pruning.
Linda, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I really do appreciate your help. I was getting ready
Thank
to go
you.
Out in the yard to do a project, and I decided I would ask your advice first.
Okay.
About a year and a half ago, I had a very large rhododendron moved. It was right up against my house. It's probably 9 feet tall. And I had it pulled out into the front of the yard in a big space, big sunny space, and it's really doing well out there. It's done well. It has blossoms. But what I would like it to do is I would like the back to fill out. It's still very rounded on the front side and very flat on the back. So I'm wondering if it would do better if I were to trim off that, some of that front growth, maybe trim a little off of the top. Would that encourage the back to fill out?
If you do some pruning like that, it will encourage the back to fill in and to catch up with the front. The reason is the front of the plant is getting the sun all day, and it's blocking the sunlight from hitting the back of the plant. So a little bit of pruning will help, but don't do the pruning until it finishes flowering. If you prune it before the flowers come, you're going to lose all those buds. So if it's a plant, for example, like forsythia, that blooms in the spring, the time to do the pruning is when the flowering period is over. If it's a rhododendron, it flowers during June. When it finishes blooming, that's when you prune it. If you have a tree, like a dogwood or a crab, when they finish blooming, that's when you prune. If you were to prune now, or in the spring, you're going to remove the buds. You will accomplish the same thing, but you'll lose the flowering that you waited all year for. So as soon as it gets done blooming, that's when you prune. And give a little extra fertilizer, something that's organic and slow release. You don't want to push it. You want a steady feed over several weeks to help the plant to regenerate. Now, if you can use a fertilizer, now I've had just incredible results. You need a fertilizer. When you look on the package, it says contains Mycorrhiza. Mycorrhiza is the new technology to gardening. It's all organic. It's all natural. It's a bacteria. It's a microbe that lives in the soil. We don't have a lot of it, but they've been able to grow them in the lab. You apply it to your soil, you work it in, it doubles the size of the roots of your plant in 30 to 60 days. The end result is in the spring, when the new growth comes out, it will also double the amount of new growth. I found this out by feeding some perennials that I had planted underneath a red maple. Now, your traditional Norway maple, there's a variety that's red called a Crimson King. and Crimson King will normally grow 6 to 10 inches every year. Because of the leaves being red, there's not as much chlorophyll to make the plant grow. I use mycorrhiza fertilizer for some perennials that grew under them. The following year, Linda, that red leaf maple, instead of making 10 inches of new growth, made on the average 22 inches of new growth. This year was the second year, and I measured the new growth this year, and it was around 18 to 20 inches. So, in the spring, they're going to get fed again with a fertilizer that contains mycorrhiza. Try it. You'll love it. Thank you. John, who's up next?
Up next, we have Aileen from Cape Cod, who has a question about wild turkeys.
Okay. Aileen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Terrific. And yourself?
Just fine, thanks. Beautiful day here on the Cape.
Good.
My problem is a family of wild turkeys who come through my backyard. Sometimes I see them and I chase them away, but most of the time they're here when I don't see them, and they're using my backyard as a litter box. It's getting as bad as having Canadian geese on the golf course.
Yeah. Are they pecking at your plants also and eating things in your garden?
Well, they peck on the ground in the back that we just let dormant. But they're going on the lawn, and I don't see them pecking, but I see them pooping. Or I see the droppings of them.
We just had a man on from a company called Bobex. And Bobex is the only company that I know of on the market today. They have a product called Bobex G, the letter G for girl, okay? Bobex G is a liquid. You mix it with water. You spray it on your lawn, and it gives the grass a terrible, bitter taste. And this Bobex G is a goose repellent. And people that have Canadian geese, the geese come on your lawn, they dig in your grass, they eat some of the grass, and like the turkeys, they use it as their litter box. Try that. It's the only product that I know that will repel animals that feed and stay on the grass. It's not a powder, it's a liquid. So go to your local garden center, and I'm sure they can order it for you. But it's Bobex with the letter G, and there's a picture of a goose on it. So you may have to call around like an Agway or a Feed and Grain, and some of the larger nurseries will carry it. But I had a friend when I lived in Massachusetts, and the Canadian geese would come in, and as you said, you could not walk on their lawn. It was full of droppings. And once a week, they'd have to rake it. Couldn't get the geese out. I gave them some Bobex G. They sprayed it, and they all went to the neighbor's house. Try it. I think you're going to really find that it's going to help you a great deal. Thank you, Aileen. John, who's up next?
Up next, this is Peter from New Hampshire, who has two questions, one about plant tone and the other about a hydrangea.
Okay, Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Great, and yourself?
I'm doing well. I've got a couple questions for you, actually three. one is regarding plant tone. We have all kinds of perennials, you know, like liatris and phlox and coneflower and all that stuff.
Right.
And I was wondering if it was okay to hit them with some plant tone this fall. In hopes of it helping to kind of strengthen them for the winter and maybe for next spring, or should we just not put anything and just put the plant tone on, you know, next spring? And my next question is, we've got, I heard you're talking about the mycorrhiza. We have Fertiloam. It's Fertiloam root stimulator. It's a liquid. I didn't know. Yes. Is that the same as the mycorrhizal, or is it good to use? And then the third quick question is, endless summer hydrangeas, they've got spent flowers, and I'm assuming it's still okay to nip those spent flowers.
Yeah, on your endless summer hydrangea, the flowers are beginning to go by, so they're changing from that purpley-blue to kind of a blue-green color. And to be practical, you should be cutting the flowers off of the plant. Don't take the whole stem, just below the actual flower, cut it right off, and that way there's no snow and ice damage on that plant. And you should be doing that now. The plant is still actively growing at this point. And by cutting back the flowers from your hydrangea, when you cut it, the plant has time to make a callus. And when the callus is over, there's no winter damage on the plant. So, yes, prune your hydrangea right now. The Fertilome product that you're talking about does not have mycorrhiza in it. What you need is something like Plant Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. It is a liquid mycorrhiza. It's the only company, only product on right now that has a liquid mycorrhiza. Espoma, they have a product that will do the same thing called Biotone. The people that make Plantone, they have one called Biotone. And that will take care of that. And the Plantone on your perennials now, lightly. Just sprinkle it like you're throwing rock salt on ice. Scratch it in. And then in the spring, give them a good big shot and you're ready to go. Thank you, Peter. We appreciate the phone call.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plantone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Hollytone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulbtone from Espoma.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
After you work hard and long to make your yard look great, don't let wild animals destroy all you did during the fall and winter months. This year, use Repelzol from Bonide Lawn and Garden. One application will last for up to 2 months. Repelzol protects your plants from damage with its unique triple repellent power of touch, taste, and smell. Repelzol is the most comprehensive animal repellent on the market today and has a satisfaction guarantee or your money back. That's Repelzol.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. John, who's up next?
Up next, this is Steve from New Hampshire, who would like your green tomato marmalade recipe.
Steve, good morning.
Yeah, I was wondering if you still had that recipe of marmalade made out of green tomatoes.
Yep. It's very, very easy, Steve, and you can make it a couple ways. What you need is green tomatoes, Jell-O, and sugar. So you take a cup of green tomatoes and you put it in your food processor and grind it all up. You put it in your pot. You add a cup of plain white sugar and a package of either raspberry or strawberry Jell-O. No water. You cook the three ingredients until it comes to a light boil, and then you just put it in containers. You can use
you know, like ball jars, and fill the jar, put your cover back on, and then it will create a vacuum. Or if you want to put it in a jar, you can pour some paraffin wax on it, and that will seal it. But if you're going to eat it right off the bat, then you don't have to use canning jars, just a regular, like a peanut butter jar. A cup of sugar, a cup of ground up green tomatoes, and then either raspberry or strawberry flavored jello, but no water. Cook them all up, and the seeds from the tomatoes will still be there, making it look like real strawberries or raspberries. And if you keep it in your refrigerator, it will last a long time. But I'll tell you, it tastes so good that everybody will like it. And if you go to my website, which is paulparent.com, and parent is like mom and dad, parent.com, and when the front page comes up, it will say recipes. Just click on there, and it will tell you exactly how to do it. It's a wonderful idea. There's also a recipe for bread and butter pickles that you make in the microwave, and that is a good pickle. But one cup of shredded tomatoes, one cup of white sugar, and one package of raspberry jello. That's all you need. Thank you, Steve. We appreciate the phone call. If we can help you, give us a call right now. We got another hour. Oh, next week, for those of you that have cotton, and you know, I sent out over 1,000 packages of cotton. So I'm sure that some of you are listening. If you know somebody that has cotton, or you grew it, and you're not quite sure what to do with the plant because of the fall, between 8 and 9 next Sunday, we have a cotton grower from Texas who's going to come on the show and tell you what you need to do to keep your cotton alive so that it will burst open and make the cotton fibers. Now, if you're in the area of Latchey's Garden Center, we're in Methuen, Massachusetts, right on the Salem, New Hampshire line, bring the kids to see what cotton looks like. When the flower opens, it's white. As it ages, it turns pink. And when it matures, it turns red. And then the pods come. I have 3 plants here. Bring the kids to see it. And bring us your biggest tomato. We're looking for the biggest tomato. And we have prizes for you.